crying over a nip because my boyfriend left me. All the Salisbury House and the stories, huh? Come on, you've been to a Sal's. I gotten together with friends. Maybe you're out partying one night and it's like, oh, that nip looked real good. But Sal's stories, Mitch Rear, film student, him and his friends are doing something with that. Tell me more, Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so how it really started was kind of just a couple of friends of mine were local filmmakers. We really loved, you know, go to Salisbury House. And I kind of grew up around on near the Henderson locations. And it kind of evolved into just kind of telling stories about our friends and our family. And we decided, well, let's make a film, a documentary, focusing on, you know, the stories that have happened in these restaurants.
Well, you're pretty young, Mitch. You're 21. I mean, the restaurant opened its doors, the first one, in 1931. So
yeah.
There's a few stories you've missed, Mitch.
It not only connects us as a community, but it really represents Winnipeg as a whole. You know, it's like kind of a small, tiny little place that really grew into a large restaurant chain. And that sense of community, it really stuck, you know.
So your friends end up, you're telling your stories to each other, and then being filmmakers, you thought, hey, what can we do with this? And what kind of bloomed from that, Mitch?
Contacted Salisbury House, and they loved the idea. So we thought, you know, we'll add it as well as our thesis project to something a little bit bigger and make something that maybe the community can enjoy and those that love Salisbury House can also enjoy.
Are you still looking for stories from people and their Sal's stories?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So we're trying to get as many as possible, but if anyone feels free, you know, just send them to our Gmail account we have. It's salstories2018@gmail.com. Anything from just liking the food to any experiences or maybe heartwarming or funny stories, we'll take with open arms.
Something odd. Maybe you got stuck at a Sal's in a winter storm or something.
Yeah.
You know? Or
yeah, or anything like that. We just want to get some fun stories, for sure.
Oh, that would be great. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a part one, part two, part three, part four now.
Maybe. I'll have to get more red velvet cake then.
Hey, that cake, one of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely. It's very underrated. It's definitely one of my favorites.
And it's cheap, too, I tell you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really. So, Mitch Rear, again, I'm going to put this up. I'm going to blog about it. Sal's stories. When can we kind of see this?
We want a rough cut of the film for sure by the middle of this December. Okay. And if it continues to go anywhere else, we would like to continue it on.
Where would we find it when it's completed?
It'll probably be online or available through Salisbury House. But because we are filmmakers, we're going to be trying to get it into some local film festivals and see how far we can go.
Okay, well, keep us posted on that, though, okay?
Absolutely. Will do.